Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Pete Newcomb, a.k.a. the Right Reverend Revere. Welcome to another internet radio program, Rough Riders Radio, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. We are a commercial-free, public-access internet radio talk show. Hey, guys. I mean, Boehner, Cantor, Ryan, guess what? There's no quid pro quo when it comes to the nation's full faith and credit standing. The debt ceiling is not negotiable. It cannot ever be a part of any bargain, grand bargain or otherwise. It is not subject to half measures like a three-month extension, as proposed by Wonder Boy himself, Eric Cantor, the little upstart shit congressman from Virginia, who preempts everybody, including the president, at times. He's nothing more than a Tea Party hillbilly who simply defies description, what with his wispy southern drawl and looking like he just came from Temple. The debt ceiling is the very underpinning to our country's integrity and viability as a safe haven for investors worldwide and for our own citizens who have paid into their retirement insurance benefits over the course of a lifetime of work. The GOP, or G Party for short, now exists solely to circumvent all norms of good governance and instead goose-step their agenda forward by any and all means. Welcome to the New Brown Shirts Brigade, the SA, Praetorian Guard of Corporate America. Who says Nazism is defeated? Not so fast. National Socialism lives on in the form of the current G Party, guided by their leading theoretician, Paul Ryan, and nominally presided over by the lone Boehner and his sidekick, Tonto Cantor. Government and big business are one and the same. The public be damned. Whereas in 1930s Germany, the government co-opted big business for the state's purposes, in the 21st century, the G Party, Tea Party, are out to have the corporate world co-opt the government, but still for a nation-state purpose. Basically a national power center completely outside the scope of Lincoln's idea of government. You all remember from grade school history, quote, government of the people, by the people, and for the people, unquote. Today, with the G Party, it's a new breed of national socialism. The concept or notion of the nation-state continues, but now the state is, in effect, replaced in toto by a corporate state. Voila! Everything else that emanates from the GOP idiots in Congress flows from this. The GOP are going to move heaven and earth to bring about this shift in power, in large part because their very own continued existence as a party is threatened by their shrinking base of power among the voting electorate and the likelihood of their party becoming the permanent minority party. Under those circumstances, the GOP, in its current form, must be destroyed before it can destroy. We need to put this country out of its misery and out of harm's way, and this is the only way. That's all for this internet broadcast from Blog Talk Radio. This is the Right Reverend Revere saying thank you all for listening to my program, Rough Riders Radio, and now we're signing off.